Hello, everybody, from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. It's another Radio Munson. And if you're undecided about whether you love classic American jazz, it's decision time. If there's any indecision on your part whether to stick with Radio Munson or not this evening, maybe that'll help you make the decision. It's called Undecided. The song was written in 1938 by trumpeter Charlie Shavers for John Kirby and his Onyx Club boys right there on Swing Street, 52nd Street in New York, New York. We're here just outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain tonight in our lavishly appointed, that's been disproven, but we go with it anyway, Radio Munson West Studios. I'm glad you're aboard this evening. George Williams did those great arrangements for albums that carried the name Jackie Gleason. And Gleason did wave a baton around a little bit, but he was, and sometimes he painted the album covers. A lot of people don't realize that about Jackie Gleason. He was a talented artist and painted the album covers, and he had all these great albums. But because of the musicians and the arrangers, for the most part. George Williams was the arranger from that 1963 session. Roy Eldridge and Bobby Hackett playing trumpets. Buster Bailey playing clarinet. Milt Hinton on bass. Bernie Layton on piano. And I forget who was playing banjo. Could have been Bobby Hackett himself, although he was busy with his trumpet. I don't think it was him. Hackett was a great banjoist and guitarist. We're here till 9 o'clock this evening, as you're planting corn, and as an old native born would say, it's a most unusual day.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries days away. As an old native born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, a most unusual day.
That's June Christie with Pete Rugolo's arrangement, and I don't know what it requires to be a most unusual day in central Illinois right now, because I haven't been there for a few months, and I'm guessing maybe a day without rain would mark it most unusual, right? But make no mistake about it, we're heading into the middays of spring when things are beginning to look really good wherever you are. I'm looking out my window here just outside of Tucson and looking up at the Santa Catalina Mountains, and most prominently Mount Lemmon, which contains the nation's southernmost ski resort, and it's called Ski Valley. I'm looking up at the summer residences of a number of Tucsonians, a place up there, a little village. It's called Summer Haven, and it's at an altitude of, I think, about 8,200 feet. Mount Lemmon is another 1,000 feet higher than that, about 9,200 feet. And as we turn April into May, that's about the time the people in Tucson head for the mountains for the summer.
On the 1st of May, this is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait, just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans couldn't get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. Oh, how we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. No dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery home. the scenery in our mountain greenery home.
That's Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman's band. Rodgers and Hart wrote that song. Yeah. Little reprise here from Larry Elgart's band. Mountain greenery, yeah, the mountain greenery is mostly up on Mount Lemmon here in Tucson, Arizona. We're just outside of the city here, looking up at Mount Lemmon and the Catalina Mountains on this next to the next to the last day of the month of April on Radio Munson. I don't know what your plans are tonight, but Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey's band is stepping out with a memory or two.
Stepping out with a memory tonight.
O'Connell stepping out tonight. If you're stepping out on Constitution Trail in Bloomington Normal, maybe getting your steps in before dark. Good to have that extra time, isn't it? Here's a little walking music. Jerry Mulligan wrote this and recorded it with his tentet and his own baritone saxophone with Chet Baker's trumpet. It's called Walking Shoes.
Thank you.
subtle nod to Benny Goodman's band and Sing, 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 which was actually written by Louis Prima. That's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, and Gordon playing some clarinet there, too, with Wayne Bergeron on trumpet and Greg Bissonette playing the drums, and a thing that Gordon wrote and arranged called Sing, Sang, Sung. Well, we're in the midst of conjugating here this evening on Radio Munson, and cogitating, too, about when we'll get some dry weather. And it appears there'll be some dry weather in central Illinois over the weekend, but probably some rain as well as temperatures sort of hold into the 60s. Lena Horne, for one, says she's pretty much tired of this rain.
I get the blues when it rains. The blues I can't lose when it rains. Each little drop that falls on my window pane always reminds me of the tears I've shed in vain. I sit and wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. It rained when I found you. It rained when I lost you. That's why I'm so blue when it rains. It was raining, dear. Smile, the sun shone through. Then it rained again, and I lost you. Just why, I never knew. Now, every time the storm clouds gather way up in the sky, I see them all, and I recall those happy days gone by. I get the blues when it rains. The blues drop that falls on my window pane always reminds me of the tears I've shed in vain. I sit and wait, and I sit and wait, and I wait, and I wait for the sun to shine. It rained when I found you. It rained. It rained when I lost you. That's why. That's why I'm so blue. That's why I'm so blue when it rains. That's why I'm so blue when it rains.
Lena Horne. Boy, she was something, wasn't she? I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. You reach me at don@wglt.org. This is John Cacuzzi with pianist John Sheridan, guitarist James Shrillo, Joe Ashwan on drums, and Frank Tate on bass.
You've got to give a little. Take a little. And let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little. cry a little before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Leader John Cacuzzi sings the lyric. John Sheridan's piano, James Trillo on guitar, Joe Ashwan on drums, and Frank Tate on bass. Andy Serpilla joins those guys on soprano saxophone, and this time Cacuzzi plays his vibes on Crazy Rhythm. Thank you. The great George Shearing and an album he did in 1958 and recreated in 1959 at the prestigious Newport Jazz Festival. The album is called Burnished Brass, and the arrangements were by Billy May, and they used Billy May's brass section behind George Shearing's famed quintet. And Cheek to Cheek. Yeah, we can dance cheek to cheek tonight on Radio Munson. This is going to be a nice evening.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're a part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it will seem, once more just a dream in the moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me.
That's Jane Monheit with John Pizzarelli and his guitar harmonizing on a song that who did back in the 50s? Patience and Prudence. Yeah. On this date, the 28th of April, in 1939, Jack Teagarden was already a famed Texas trombonist, vocalist, and took his band into the studio to record a classic.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I'm gonna ride to moan and sigh. I'm gonna ride to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love they were to choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Teagarden, the big Texan, and his trombone, his very familiar voice, recorded on this date in 1939. Teagarden had recorded that a few years earlier, in 1933, doing the vocal and playing a little trombone solo with Benny Goodman's band. Ted Kohler did the lyrics, and Harold Arlen wrote the music for I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. It was exactly a year later, on the 28th of April, 1940, when Glenn Miller took his larger band into the studio in New York City to record a song that had been written by his writer-arranger Jerry Gray. It was called Pennsylvania 65000, which was the phone number of the Café Rouge inside the Hotel Pennsylvania, where Glenn Miller's band had famously been playing. And the number sort of caught on because it was probably the most famous nightclub in New York at the time. And in fact, it's still in use today. Of course, you have to put an area code and you don't use the PE part on your digital telephone. So you just dial, what is it, 212 in New York City and then 736-5000. You get the Pennsylvania Hotel, which is still in business, although they've been tempted to tear it down several times in the last few years, but historic preservation has kept them from doing so. And in fact, now the owners are investing in a revamp of the Hotel Pennsylvania. So maybe it has many more decades of life. Certainly hope so. Go ahead and call them up, Pennsylvania, P-E, 6-5000, and ask for the Munson discount. Yeah, you're going to be glad you did. Here's Glenn Miller's band and the recording from this date, the 28th of April, 1940. Thank you. You're going to call that number, 212, that's the area code, Pennsylvania, PE 65000, to see if it still belongs to the Hotel Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, ask for the Munson discount. Here we are on radio. You know, let's do another Glenn Miller song. That was Tex Beneke, by the way, with his tenor saxophone, and trumpeters for more than 75 years now have tried to replicate that improvised trumpet solo of John Best on that song. Here's Glenn Miller's band with Bob Everly, their ace vocalist at the time. With the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Still to come on Radio Munson, Harry James and Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin, and Sammy Nistico in a few minutes. This is Errol Garner, and You Made Me Love You.